25th day of Chanukah, December 7th, and we continue in the second letter from Bulba on page Mem in the Alei Shur. Again, this letter is addressing desires. Sefer is written for Yeshiva Bachrim, and it's meant to give very practical and open hadracha. This is dealing with desires, specifically Tavis Nashim, sexual desires. The last thing we saw is he describes how a person should see himself as a being created for himself, as indicated by most cells of the body, and a being that's meant to carry on a legacy that has the DNA of his forebears and is meant to carry into the future, as evidenced by the development of procreative cells in the body. So from the second to bottom paragraph, the preparation for this great purpose, tafkid, the role of purpose. Pakad can mean to remember or to serve. Leos av, to be a father. Tzricha lahaskel barega shetoy azer maskilim b'kulosim b'tok b'lutoseim. Has to begin at the moment when the cells of seed begin their function or begin to exist in the glands. Ozal tzar ladas. Then the young person has to know. Hincha noy leos av lebonim. You're destined to be a parent to children, a father to children. Me'asodo shegilu lano chach me'emesu, from among the secrets that the more mystical sources have revealed to us. Ki lefi midas hakadusha shebahorim tiyem adregas aneshama shel b'neim. Per the degree of sanctity in the parents, that's the level of the neshama of the children. I mentioned yesterday, that's what this farm tells us is really being presented in the episode of Yaakov Avinu and the tzon at the end of Parshas Vayetze. Asher al ze onu mispalim kol erev migil tzar. This is what we daven every evening from a young age. This is part of Kriyash Malamita. Tehi mitasi shleima lefanecha. My bed should be complete before you. Shenizke lemasha zocha Yaakov Avinu shelohi psul bizaro. That we should merit what Yaakov Avinu merited, that there was no blemish in his children. So you can look at the Rashi in 2 weeks, in Vayechi. That's the term, that his bed was complete. Hayodeazos, one who knows this, v'godal birchei ha-Torah, and was raised on the knees of Torah, yedal this yachis b'mavet shal kedusha al kol davar shebimin v'holada. Knows how to relate with a perspective of kedusha to all matters of procreation. Ulam ein lehis batein ol hibohel mi mikrei laila, one shouldn't become overly nervous or flustered from nocturnal incidents. Goza HaKadosh Baruch Hu ki mitzad ha-teva kemat ein odom ha-nitzel mizeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed that there's almost no one who spared this. Milvad Yaakov Avinu ve'Eliyahu zal. Aside from Yaakov Avinu and Eliyahu Navi. Mikrei laila ein ha-machala ve'inu mazik. It doesn't make one ill. It doesn't harm. Al pirov hu bo ba'akvus harhurim, usually comes from thoughts. Ulefam hu onus gomor ha bo ba'akvus chalishus haguf ha'chadoma. And sometimes it's an absolute onus that comes because of like a frailty of the body. Va'asimen ki ozu bo b'li chalom. The indicator is that then it comes without a dream. And yes, this is a new version of Sefer. There are end notes. So I just have to look at the line of the Rikanti. The Rikanti is one of the Kabbalistic Rishonim on the Torah in Parshas Naso. He says that, okay. Ain lidog al riyas kerevin lefachid mizeh. Shouldn't worry about it or be concerned about it. Ain lanu el lilmo Torah besimcha. We have no response or no task, but to learn Torah with joy. You have in the third paragraph of Sechs Brachos sugyas about this, about Balkari Asr Batara. Right. That's what Tevilas Ezra is. Which is not a, most people say it's not a requirement, but is a hider. But anyway, Rabbi Yehudah ben Beseira said to the Talmud, who was like nervous to read because he was a Balkari, open your mouth, your words will illuminate. The very Torah don't, they're not susceptible to tumah. That's a good message. Hazochali matzeh b'makom Torah, v'al Torah who shokeh, a person who merits to be in a place of Torah, and he toils in Torah. Ein zeh she'ein margish b'yitzhara, it's not that he doesn't feel as yitzhara. Aval ha'osek b'Torah yeshnem kol ha'imtzoyim b'yado asher b'kochem limno hishtaltus ha'yitzhara. A person who toils in Torah has all of the media by way of which he has the ability, the power to refrain from being run by his Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is there, but he's got a good arsenal. He can control it. Kare inshum eitzim ba'olam liyos sholot ha'yitzirah mavad limud gemorim rashi v'tosis b'kviyos v'as mada. Chavrusan are once discussing how a guy is supposed to respond to the Yetzirah. Because if Chazal said Barasi Yetzahara, Barasi Torah Tavla, and I created the Yetzahara, and I created Torah as the antidote, as the medicine, the remedy, so what do you do without Torah? I'm not sure exactly.
They have the seven laws, and that's, that they have to learn all those, and that's their antidote, probably.
Okay. Yeah, it's not really Torah.
It's oral law, isn't it? Oral Torah?
It may be part of it, but it's not, when we refer to Torah, we don't, that's right. It's a code that binds them. I'm not sure exactly. But as he says, there's no eitz in the world to be dominate the Yetzirah except for the study, as he said here, Gemara with Rashi and Tos. It means real Eisak HaTorah, with regularity and constant nature.
Fear of government, maybe. Hmm? The only thing that stops them.
Yeah, it stops from murdering each other. So he quotes here from Avos Derav Nosson, Kol HaNosin Divrei Torah Alibo. Anybody who puts Divrei Torah on his heart, Mevatlam Menu Hehure Cheriv, Hehure Ra'av, Hehure Shtus, Hehure Znus, Hehure Yetzahara, so take away from him thoughts of, you know, being attacked and famine and just nonsense and Znus and thoughts of Yetzahara, Hehure Ishus Ish, Hehure Dvarim Betalim, Hehure Avel Basav Adam. You know, all it's just vanity, sins against other people. Sheken kotzav b'sefer Tehillim ha'idei David Melech Yisrael, Bikudei Hashem Yisharim Mesamchei Leiv Mitzvos Hashem Borim Iris Einayim. The mitzvahs of Hashem are straight, they make the heart joyous. The mitzvah of Hashem is pure, it illuminates the eyes. V'chol she'enu nosin divrei Torah alibo. And anybody who doesn't put words of Torah in his heart, nosim lo hehurei cherev, hehurei rav, hehurei shtus, hehurei znus v'chulu. Put on his heart all of these thoughts. Shekein kosev b'mishnah Torah de Moshe Rabbeinu v'shalom v'hayu b'chol ha'os l'mofus v'zarach ad olam tachas asher l'avadatos Hashem l'kecha b'simcha v'tuv levo mirov kol v'avadatos oivecha.
So Jew will be even worse if he doesn't have Torah, he will be worse.
I think that's really the answer to my other question also. The Yetzirah is worse.
We have a stronger Yetzirah.
Yeah, I think that is the answer.
I agree.
Yeah.
Maybe it doesn't have a strong
edge on it. Right. Greater. Yeah. You know, we always quote Spider-Man, with great power comes great responsibility. But that's correct. And that pasuk from the Tochacha is, you didn't serve Hashem b'simcha v'tov levo. If you don't want to serve Hashem, when I give you the opportunity, so you can serve your enemies. And that's a strong warning. Ein lecha mokom bo yecholim lichyos b'sholom amiyetza. There's no place where you can live in tranquility, at peace with the Yetzirah, kamo b'makom Torah, like in a place of Torah, misnahal b'ruach ha-musar, that's conducted in the spirit of Musar. Right, the Muslim movement, according to the many, many Chachmei Yisrael, was a necessary corollary to the study of Torah in a world where people had started to take the Torah too much as just an intellectual pursuit, without the application of it. So it has to be a makom Torah that conducts itself in the spirit of Musar. Ve'ein lecha adam bari. There's no person who's healthy. Aliz v'ra'anan, who's happy and fresh. Kazeh ha'shokin al tarasa v'shoev la'aliyah. Like this one who's diligent in his Torah and yearns for elevation. Hu yodeya mi'yitzro, he knows of his yitzahara, v'alein ha'yitzah sholid alav. Yitzahara has no domination over him. V'or taroso meir lo gamas chai ha'guf. The light of his Torah also illuminates the physical life that he has. She'enim od pina chashucha shall shrivus leiv afkaris yitzarim. It's not a dark corner of following the whims of the heart and total hefkeris to the Yetzer. Ela Karen Ora, Shalhadras Kodesh Vachrayas Ladaras. Rather, it's before you use the term Pina Chashucha, means a dark corner. Karen Ora means a light corner of the glory of holiness and responsibility to future generations. It's a little bit of poetic summary to everything he just said.
I'm wondering why he doesn't. Probably will later on talk about reports of guarding one's eyes, especially.
We'll see. I don't know. I haven't been through the Sefer.
I'll bet you he's going to get to that.
Yeah. Okay. This is just a letter.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. It's only a letter.
It's a response probably to a particular
person's needs.
Yeah. Let's see the third letter, Mechtav Shlishi. Yedidi Hayakar Simachtani Bidvarecha. You made me very happy with your words. Ruach Lacha Acharesha Karasa Mashakasabdilcha Ados Kina. I have a certain feeling after what I wrote to you about jealousy. That was the first letter. I don't know if these are all to the same person, but certainly the first and the third. Ki niftecha lefanecha derach ketzel estakel ba'atzmacha. It's been opened up before you the path, how to look at yourself, how to view yourself. V'ketzel lehesiaches el malosecha v'chasernosecha. And how to relate to your milos and your chasernos, your advantages and your shortcomings or your weaknesses. From between your lines, meaning between the lines of your letter, I see that my letter needs like an addendum. It needs to be completed. He must have written something back that showed revolver, but he didn't fully grasp it or needed more elaboration. You're on the way to find yourself. But it's still weighing on you, the relationship, or maybe the lack of relationship to your chaverim, to your friends. Hincha margesh, you feel, ki tera matzasa mekomcha ben chaverecha, you haven't yet found your place among your friends, vincha sovel mizeh, and you're suffering from this. Sovel can mean to tolerate or to suffer. Yesh ben chaverecha keila shara shi'ifel is balit shalat esalem. There are among your friends those for whom the yearning to stand out, to be bolate, means to be prominent, dominates them. That's not a good thing. I think we'll have to continue next time and see how to respond in a situation where some people, they may be very talented, but their desire is to be the best, which can happen even in places that are good.